2019 was the year that some tech employees turned on their employers. Will that trend continue in 2020? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Okay, so it's the last day of the decade. Must be prediction season. This week, we're asking our Marketplace Beat reporters what we can expect in tech in 2020. Today, we're talking labor in the tech industry, and specifically, the trend of workers protesting their own companies. In 2019, employees from Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and other tech giants walked out, signed petitions, or went public with complaints about military contracts, tech for oil and gas companies, and internal problems with culture and discrimination. Google employees even joined the United Steelworkers Union to formalize their organizing. I asked Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino, who covers labor, about whether we'll see more of this trend in 2020.
Well, I mean, it certainly seems to show no signs of slowing. We just saw recently WeWork employees writing a letter. We've seen GitHub recently over contracts with federal immigration agencies. So it's probably more likely to increase. We've also seen a kind of professionalization of these networks forming at especially the big tech companies that are able to mobilize really quickly. They have even developed best practices around, you know, how to do a social media campaign around things.
What's interesting, though, I think, is if you measure the success overall of employee protests in 2019 and even before, it was a little hit or miss, and I would even argue mostly miss.
Yeah, you know, I think that as these types of protests have increased, the effect has also become a little bit more diluted. And I think that we're also starting to see some kind of, you know, hardening of companies in their responses to these employee actions, where there is tamping down on this very famously open culture of Silicon Valley. We're starting to see companies kind of, you know, close ranks, and we're not going to have these all hands meetings every week where you can, you know, bring your concerns and ask questions of the CEO every week.
Do you think that as the two camps, these employees and the companies, start to sort of harden their positions, might we see more formal organizing in the form of unions?
It's not something that has appealed to tech workers, and particularly now when they're so in high demand, we don't have that kind of power imbalance that we see between management and the workers. In fact, part of the reason for all this employee activism is because the workers have so much power relative to management because of their demand and their skill set. But I think as these networks crystallize and as, you know, employees become more comfortable around the concepts of organizing, perhaps something more traditional like a union would be useful to deal with some of the HR fallout from these things that, however, in general, collective bargaining agreements aren't going to be covering the types of things that employees have been speaking out about, you know, these kinds of cultural issues, though they do provide a more formal way for employees to bring their issues to management. They might not be covered in a collective bargaining agreement.
That's Megan McCarty-Carino. You can find her stories on workplace culture at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. A new decade is just around the corner, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get exclusive access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.